Yeah, presented himself really well. Indeed. Plays for Norwood.
Not anymore.
Was hopeful of getting picked up, and he did at pick 49. He's now a Collingwood player, Cooper Murley. Cooper, thanks for joining us again.
No worries. Thanks for inviting me on again.
No, an absolute pleasure. As we said, we wanted to keep in touch with you no matter what happened. We spoke to you the day before the draft. There was anticipation. There was a lot of nerves and a lot of hope. Tell us how it unfolded. When did you know you were going to Collingwood, or did you have no idea at all?
Yeah, so I was, obviously being pick 49, so I was selected on a Thursday night, so didn't really have any sort of expectations on the Wednesday night, so I was able to watch the first night of the draft quite calmly and, I guess, nerve-free, but, obviously on the Thursday night, you know, my childhood dream, became a reality, and there really is no way to describe that exact moment. It's such a surreal feeling and, such a memorable, moment. I certainly won't be forgetting that moment anytime soon.
Now, I can't remember how many clubs had spoken to you. We've asked that many players that same question. How many did you have that had spoken to you prior to the draft?
So I spoke to 17 out of 18 clubs. So the only club I didn't speak to was Brisbane. But in the lead-up to the draft, I spoke to Hawthorn, Essendon, Adelaide, I think a few other clubs as well. So, from that point on, I expected maybe to end up at Adelaide. But, after they used both their picks, the nerves started to get a lot worse, to be honest. Oh, I had no idea where I was really going to end up. And, at that point, it wasn't really, a matter of when. It was just a matter of where.
So when the Crows, with their pick 44, went for Zach Taylor, did you have a sinking feeling?
I think a lot of my friends and family sort of expected me to end up at Adelaide as well. So, everyone at that moment, everyone sort of got their phones out, getting ready. So, it was quite deflating. But to hear my name read out at pick 49, to arguably the greatest club across the country was just such an amazing feeling and, couldn't be happier about where I am.
Cooper, I don't know if you're on social media, but shortly after the draft ended, Brodie Grundy, the Collingwood ruckman, pointed out that three Sandful players, you, Arlo Draper, Harvey Harrison, were joining the Magpie Nest, and he suggested that you all should be at Unley Oval the very next morning for a training session. Did you turn up?
Funny you mentioned that. So I only found out, I believe it was Saturday night, about that tweet. No, I didn't actually turn up.
Did anyone turn up?
Nah, none of us boys turned up. But, I actually got to meet with Brody on Friday night. So he said he posted it as a bit of a joke around, and a few news reporters hit him up and, were questioning him whether we actually turned up. And, he obviously had to tell them it was a bit of a joke. But, super keen to get stuck into it with him too when he gets back.
So, Cooper, your name's read out. You go at pick 49. How do things unfold after that? When do you get the first call from the club, or did Pendles give you a ring? How did it all happen after that?
From that moment, my phone was just, absolutely blowing up. So, I think usually as soon as your name's read out, and I think a lot of people behind the scenes tend to announce your phone number to the rest of the group. So, I had, players messaging me, staff around the club messaging me, a lot of friends and family also messaging me. I was able to get in contact with Craig McRae quite quickly after my name was read out, probably within 10 minutes or so. And was on the phone, probably for the best part of an hour with all sorts of different people. Ooh, so, I sort of expected that if my name was to be read out. I wouldn't have had it any other way.
Sorry, Roach, I thought he was on the phone to Craig McRae for an hour. No, a lot of different people.
So the marketing department at Collingwood's clearly got into you. The greatest football club in the land, you call it.
Yeah, a bit of mayonnaise there. Come on, Cooper.
When did this hit you?
I think all clubs are very similar, but I think the messages I received from all the boys No sooner was my name read out, I just felt so welcomed right from the get-go.
And, good.
In terms of obviously getting over to Melbourne and obviously getting all set up here for the time being, everyone's just been so really welcoming and I guess so supportive. And obviously walking in on day one, a lot of new faces and a lot of new people that you have to get around to meet. But everyone's just been so supportive and, really can't wait to get stuck into the year.
Now, we've hit the rewind button. Didn't you tell us you're a Carlton man when we last interviewed you?
Your father has taken
you down this path?
Yes, that is correct.
Now, what's going on here?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, me and Dad sort of joked around about that, given that Collingwood and Carlton do have a bit of a rivalry. I reckon the tables have, somewhat changed now, considering I do play for Collingwood. So, obviously, always by heart, I'm always going to be a Blues boy, but not for the time being.
Well, Keeps, we did our best for you, but they only had pick 27 and they took Jesse Motlop. So after all phone calls and the celebrations, et cetera, when do they say, right, you're moving, and when did you actually go over to Melbourne?
So the first person to tell me, obviously the draft was Thursday night, so I was on the phone to Craig McRae and, he said the aim was to get me out by Sunday. So, it's crazy what can happen within 72 hours. And, Sunday afternoon, it was when I flew out, to Melbourne with two of the other boys and, got here and stayed in a hotel for the first night. And then come the Monday, so myself and Harvey were really fortunate and we got to work with Taylor Adams for the first 3 weeks until our Christmas break. And Arlo went with his old teammate from South Adelaide, Bo McCreary. So, we've really been looked after and, just made so welcome. So, really going to try and soak up these 3 weeks as much as possible before I head back. And then obviously... after Christmas, super keen to get back to Melbourne and, crack straight into it.
I think I've got this wrong. I may have. I hope I have. Are you the one that's got the twin sister?
No, that's not me.
Right. Okay, right. No. I can't remember. We've spoken to so many of you young fellas, and one had a twin sister that he didn't get on that well with. I was going to ask how it went. So when you had the fly out, tell us about the tears. There would have been tears.
Oh, absolutely. I think... as overwhelming as the last 72 hours, I guess, from being drafted was, there was plenty of tears. Obviously it is quite daunting and, it's obviously a big move, having grown up in Adelaide my whole life and, having to move, I guess, to Melbourne so quickly after it all happened. But, myself and my family have obviously known this is something that I've wanted to do for so long and, moving interstate is just one very small part of that. And, it's not like I'm never going to see them again as well. So, there was a few tears at the airport on Sunday afternoon. But, like I said, I'll be back within 3 weeks. So, super excited to see all of those people again.
And apologies, Cooper, brain fade by me. It was Alistair Lord who has the twin sister that fight like cat and dog.
Right, there you go. Wow.
Cooper, you get asked a million questions and we've thrown a fair few here during this draft period. What's the big question on your mind going through all this?
Not really too many at the moment. I think, like I said, it's just been such an overwhelming, past week. And, I think the biggest thing on my mind at the moment is obviously just getting settled into Melbourne and, embracing it as much as I can. Obviously, we had first training day yesterday, so that was a massive eye-opener. And, you can't really prepare yourself for what to expect when you jump into an AFL club and, I guess, environment as well. So yesterday was a massive eye-opener and a bit of a sign for, things to come. But, super, super stoked and, really can't wait to crack more into it.
You notice anything different about COVID restrictions and rules and regulations over there?
I was actually talking to one of the boys. It seems that a lot of the COVID restrictions are a bit more lenient here than what they are in Adelaide. There's certain places that you don't actually have to wear a mask here in Melbourne, whereas I'm pretty sure it's mandatory almost everywhere in Adelaide at the moment. So But yeah, it was really weird. Like myself and Harvey had a look at the COVID cases for the other day, and it was something like over 1,000. So yeah, obviously COVID's still quite a big thing over here, and you know, obviously SA is a little bit quieter at the moment, but I guess the restrictions are, I guess, a little bit more lenient here for some reason. But yeah, hopefully next year we can obviously get a full season of football in, and I guess not have to worry about any of that sort of stuff.
Let's hope so.
Yeah, hear to that. Tay, it's a wonderful way to start your big AFL adventure, to go over with a couple of other South Australians. How well did you know Arlo and Harvey Harrison?
Yeah, so I know both of them quite well. So I played a fair bit of state footy in the 16s, and obviously spent time with Arlo this year throughout the 18s program as well. But myself and Harvey used to have a bit of a rivalry back in the day playing for Teacher Gully and Golden Grove. So yeah, we do know each other quite well, and obviously haven't played against him, and been in the 18s program this year with him as well. So yeah, the three of us have spent quite a bit of time together. So does put me at ease a little bit, knowing that I've come over here with two other, I guess, SA boys. And yeah, it makes it definitely a lot easier settling in.
Cooper, have you got a Guernsey number yet?
Yes, I do.
What have they given you?
So I've stepped into number 27. So that was last year worn by a fellow SA player, Caleb Poulter. So
the North Adelaide boy.
He's now stepped into number 24. So I was given the option between 36 and 27, and obviously 36 is worn by Dane Swan, yeah. So extremely big shoes to fill. So I thought I'd jump into number 27 instead.
I like it. Good move. Hey, last question. You been starstruck by anyone yet? Who's the most famous person you've met in Melbourne?
I'd have to be probably Scott Pendlebury. You know, obviously a lot of people, I guess, rave on about his professionalism and the way he goes about things. And obviously, at the moment, it's just the first-year players all the way to the fourth-year players that are back out at pre-season at the moment. But he's been around the last 2 weeks and was at our main session yesterday. And it's just crazy to see, like, even to this day, he's still one of the ones asking questions about different drills, and I guess always giving feedback to people. So to actually see that, I guess his professionalism, you know, in person is, yeah, just a massive eye-opener. And yeah, he's just absolutely, like, he's the qualities he possesses as a leader, and you know, the type of person he is yeah, just outstanding. So probably the most famous person I've met in my time being in here in Melbourne so far. But yeah, super keen to, I guess, work alongside him this year.
That'd be on the top of his list, Scott Pendlebury and the Rooch as the most famous people he's met. Cooper, great to chat to you again. We're wrapped for you going at pick 49. We look forward to chatting to you again next year, hopefully when you make your debut. So all the best with the training, and have a great Chrissy.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks for having me on again.